till we meet again.
Well, friends, it's time for us to put our little records away. We'll be back your way with some community conversation on the morning show next hour, right here on WRCO-FM in Richland Center. News this hour is sponsored by the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. It's a mere 7 degrees below zero at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hamas saying today it will release 6 living Israeli hostages on Saturday. The announcement coming as talks on the Gaza ceasefire's second phase are about to begin. Talks between the U.S. and Russia on the end of the war in Ukraine happening in Saudi Arabia this morning. Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
We're going to appoint a high-level team from our end to help negotiate and work through the end of the conflict in Ukraine in a way that's enduring and acceptable to all the parties engaged.
There were no representatives from Ukraine at the talks. A Delta Airlines jet flipped onto its roof while landing at Toronto's Pearson Airport yesterday. All 80 people on board survived, including passenger John Nelson.
I just remember as we were like tumbling, I was just trying to keep, I tried to just keep from hitting my head, right, and just try to protect myself and my body.
The passengers were strapped into their seats with seatbelts and were able to crawl out with the help of flight attendants. This is ABC News. New pressures on New York City's mayor. The governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, putting forward a meeting today to talk about what she calls a path forward. Mayor Eric Adams facing criticism for what are calling a quid pro quo. The Trump administration moving to dismiss corruption charges in exchange for Adams helping with the immigration crackdown. ABC's Phil Tate.
As of yesterday afternoon, First Deputy Mayor Maria Torres Springer, Deputy Mayor for Operations Amira Joshi, Deputy Mayor for Health and Human Services Ann Williams Isom, and Deputy Mayor for Public Safety Chauncey Parker submitted their resignations. Now, the mayor had spoke with the four of them Sunday to discourage them from leaving after voicing their concerns. Now, these resignations have prompted dueling protests for 2 straight days, blasting Adams, calling for him to step aside.
Southwest Airlines saying it will lay off 15% of its corporate workforce. That's the first mass layoffs ever at the airline. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The old saying goes, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The Bowling Alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink, the Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Call 649-7469.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
A high of 7 today, mostly sunny and very cold. Northwest winds at 7 to 14 miles per hour. Tonight, a few clouds and bitter cold. A low of 9 degrees below zero. Wednesday, partly sunny and cold. A high of 11. Wednesday night, variable clouds and a low of 2 below zero. Thursday, 22 and 24 with sunshine. Friday, 31 Saturday.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Savor the flavor with Richland Family Restaurant, proud sponsor of WRCO Studios.
Welcome to our morning show on WRCO Radio as we talk about all the good things going on at Riverdale Schools today. They're on a two-hour delay, in fact, so we were able to snag a few of the teachers here before school starts today in the studio. In fact, we're going to talk a little bit later on about their 4K screening, but Anya Drone is in the studio with us, Stacy Szczynski and Hillary Lilla, and Larry Swigum is here. We'll learn about what they do at Riverdale. We're going to start with Candy Lee. She drew the short straw today. How are you, Candy?
I'm excellent, thank you. Thank you.
Good to have you in here. So, long-time art teacher at Riverdale. How many years have you been with?
50 years. So, it's
50
a long time.
Years.
Yeah. That's why we're going to have a great event on March 6th. It's going to just be great. We've been building on these things for many, many years, and there's a lot to see, and we're showcasing everything that we do at Riverdale, so it's going to be awesome.
So is it kind of a retrospect a little bit, or what
well,
would you
we're
describe
gonna,
it as?
We're changing it up just a little bit this year. We've always done K through 12, but we moved our event closer to March. So as a result, we can use the high school a little bit more. So we're going to bring them over and showcase some of their strengths as well. From the tech ed department and from the ag department, supposedly. We're setting that up in the gym. So that'll be big, too. But I said the art's going to be in the library, and we're going to set it up as a gallery, and it's going to be huge. I've got a 4K through 6 exhibit that'll be there, and the high school's going to come over and join us there, too. But everybody's going to be showcasing something, and it's going to be incredible. You got to come. For years, we've done this event every other year, and they literally fill the parking lot right down the street. So it's something you don't want to miss, and we're going to be giving them hot dogs. We're doing it during the dinner hour. So parents are going to have trouble working in dinner and things, so we're going to even work with that. So
awesome. Well, talk about your career a little bit. As long as you're here, do you remember your first class?
My first class?
First class that you taught?
Well, I got to tell you, right now, I've got grandparents, parents, their kids, now their grandkids. So I've got like four generations. And I got to tell you, genetics is wonderful, but they all start to kind of look alike like their parents. So when I go back, I see their name. That's just part of being a career person. But I said what's really nice in our building right now, we've been in there for 29 years, and my students have left pieces of themselves on our wall and murals. And my students come back and they visit their murals. They see them, and they're kind of gorgeous, and they're all over the building. We've got 9 plus in the cafeteria. We've got 90 fish that hang from the ceiling that look pretty incredible, too. So I can't say I'm not proud of my students. I am. But they're everywhere, and it's nice to see them all come back and see their stuff. So it's cool.
Have you had students go on to become art teachers?
I've had a few, yes. Yes, mm-hmm. I have. Yes, I have. And it's amazing when I hear where different people have gone that Riverdale really does a job for us. Our facility is top right now. I can't compare it to anything I've seen anywhere that I'd say, gee, I wish I had that. No. We've got everything we need, and it's incredible to look at, to experience, and to work with the people that we have there.
Have you had any go on to be artists, like make their living?
Oh, I can't say that. No, nobody's in the Smithsonian. No,
not yet.
Not yet. No, but never give up.
No,
I say I never give up on my students. Some surprise me still.
Oh, that's amazing. What is your favorite area to teach? I mean, is there a favorite unit, or is it?
It used to be 7th and 8th grade, and then they moved them over to the high school. I miss them, but I love them all, of course, but now the little ones are kind of getting under my skin a little bit. They want to be part of, they literally attach themselves to you almost every now and then, and they kind of spin you right into, I can do better. So I think that's the important thing, is that they always want us to bring more to them.
Does everybody have a little bit of artistic ability?
Definitely.
Do they?
Yeah. He told me he didn't have any.
Henry?
The guy that was in here a minute ago.
I can believe that.
He said he learned to draw a face with a number 5. I said, I could do wonders with him, I think, if you just give me a couple of weeks at school with him.
Well, we thought about sending him back to school.
Yeah, I never believe nobody's got it. We've all got it, but I've got kids that can't draw anything, but they love horses. So all of a sudden, they're spinning off a horse. It's got all kinds of skills, but they all have their treats and treasures that they like to share, I guess. So,
do you still get wowed once in a while by a student?
Oh, all the time.
Do you?
All the time, yeah. And by staff. We get wowed by each other all the time. We got to take a minute and stop and say, that's incredible. I think that's important and key to keep this ball rolling.
To keep it going.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all the time, you know, we talk about school funding, and a lot of times, you know, they start to, well, you know, maybe we're going to have to cut the arts. That would be a mistake, wouldn't it?
That would be a big mistake as far as I'm concerned. And I'm hopefully thinking that nobody's going to really go that dark, but we have heard repercussions every now and then. They've cut my program once, they cut it again. Now I'm down to halftime, and I meet with my students every 6 days. I get them for 40 minutes. It's not really enough, but come to our event, you'll see it's working, and we're making it fly. But I will say my halftime isn't really just halftime, so.
Right. Yeah, you put in a little bit extra.
I do put in a little extra, but I enjoy it. You know, if they stop paying me, I might stop. But we'll see how that works.
Oh, I'm sure you'd probably do it whether they paid you or not.
I do love it. Yeah.
So when people come to the showcase on March 6th, you're going to see a little bit of everything, like some drawing and painting and pottery.
Yes. Do you do pottery? We're not going to have pottery. My sixth graders get their pottery unit, and I didn't get sixth grade till like 3 weeks ago.
Oh.
And the second quarter group, I won't get till the fourth quarter of sixth graders. So we won't have that in it, but we do have lots of paintings and all kinds of stuff, sculptures, things hanging on the wall. It's going to be incredible. You're just going to have to come.
And what are the hours?
The hours are, well, I think we start 4:45. Is when we're going to actually start, and then we're going to wrap it up by 7:30. And they've got auction items and basket items that the elementary teachers are putting together, and they usually bring a pretty good, and that all goes to our activity fund, which we use to send our kids to different theater groups and events that we get to have that ordinarily wouldn't be probably built into the budget, that we're making extra money, which is great. And we make quite a bit, actually. And we got a book fair that day. The book fair will be there. I guess I can't think of anything else. It's going to be filled.
The whole school. So it's just not the art program. It's just everything.
We're going to be showcasing things from the high school, and we're going to be showcasing the math and science department. They're going to be putting some things up as well. And anything that you think is really special that you want to showcase, we're going to say, hey, we got a spot for you. Because we want the community to see what all we have. I think they got a pretty good idea what we have, but we're going to showcase it anyway.
Yeah.
We're going to glow.
Wow them.
Yeah, we're going to wow them, yes.
So you got another 50 years planned for teaching?
Well, we'll see. My husband says every year, is this it? And I go, we'll see. Who knows? I mean, I hate to put this on the broadcast, but who knows?
Yeah, we wanted that morning show exclusive here.
Yeah, I know. I'm hearing it, but I'm not going to go there for you.
Okay.
We'll see.
Well, we'll take the time to thank you for what you've done and your years of dedication and education.
It has been a pleasure.
Yeah, people can come out and see firsthand on the
Yes, we now. Got it all. You won't miss it. It's going to be everywhere.
Great. Well, we appreciate you coming in, Candy, and we'll let you get to school there. You got to teach some young minds here yet today. So thank you very much.
Bye.
Candy Lee joining us on WRCO. Let's move over and ask Larry Swigum a few questions there. Larry, good morning.
All right. Good morning.
You and I usually just talk basketball, but today we have some other things to do.
Yes, sir. Yeah, glad to be here.
You wear a few other hats at Riverdale.
Yeah, quite a few. I teach sixth grade math to start the day. I serve as the dean of students at the res. I'm the summer school coordinator and a coach of varsity girls basketball. So, busy guy, but very blessed to have a lot of different roles here.
Sixth grade, I think I remember that's about the time when my kids would ask me for help and I couldn't help them anymore. You know, I mean, what are some things you're learning in sixth grade math?
Yeah, I would say that's pretty common. Unit rates are what we're working on right now. We're just starting our geometry unit, so we're talking variables and coefficients and all that kind of good stuff. So definitely sixth grade is considered the start of our junior high math program, the sixth, seventh, and eighth grade all tie together. And it's interesting every day. But math is fun. I've always really enjoyed it. It is a challenge for some, and some people it clicks right away, but that's part of the process of learning, and you kind of meet the kids where they're at and build the foundation and go from there. So
when you first got into teaching and you studied, was math your major then?
No, I was actually fourth grade teacher at Onalaska for 13 years, so before we moved down here. So this is my third year down here. I always taught math as part of my, you know, my job as a fourth grade teacher. But yeah, sixth grade math is, yeah, I've had to do some learning here in the last couple of years as well. And finally in year three, I'm feeling really, really comfortable with it. And great group of kids to work with. So
Do you do some things? Do you have math teams and things and contests within the school then?
Miss Sherry Wilkinson does a lot of really cool things with the kids using Tang Math and different programs. So we have some competitions between the different grade levels and between the different sixth grade classes, which are always really competitive and really fun. We do a lot of just small group work. We try to get the kids out of their seats, moving around the classroom, solving and working and discussing problems. Just a fun way to do it. I have two 90-minute blocks, so trying to break that up and just involve movement, involve just different collaboration between, you know, conversations with kids is really helpful. So it's not a lot of sit and get. It's just a lot of collaboration. So,
at what age do kids start saying, well, how am I ever going to learn this in life? Do they say that in sixth grade?
Yeah, you get a few of those. So I really try to tie it, especially with money, you know, just thinking about unit rates right now and just finding the best value. You know, you could talk about eggs right now and say, hey, if you can get 18 eggs for $7.90, or you get 24 eggs for $8.50, what's the better deal? And just taking those life skills to kids and being like, hey, you want to save money, you want to do those things, you got to understand math. So it's a very important thing. You can tie it to anything. You can find the passion the kid has. Maybe they love sports, and you tie in points per game and those things to talk about average and mean. You just try to find what they're interested in and then tie math to that. So.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. You know, you get a student that's interested in sports, and you show them about keeping stats and those kind of things, you know, and baseball season's coming up. But you can really get a child really fired up for math, I think, can't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I was a baseball guy. I was a head baseball coach for 10 years up there, and I absolutely love, like, the war and different stats that are kind of new to baseball. And so talk batting average, talk shooting percentage, talk those things. With those kids, it's kind of a fun thing. It's just find their passion and run with it. But there's math in everything we do in life, so it's kind of easy to do.
Well, you wear some other hats. Let's talk about the Riverdale Way Assemblies. What was that about?
Yeah, so part of my job, so I'm the dean of students as well, and a lot of that is just kind of setting the foundation. We talk about the Riverdale Way every day at the elementary school. And the Riverdale Way is just being responsible, respectful, and caring. And we model what that looks like. We demonstrate early in the year. We have some different, like, PowerPoints that we share with kids. I go visit classrooms multiple times to start the year. And then we have assemblies throughout the year. And a lot of those assemblies are tied to just reinforcing those ideas. So each month or every 6 weeks or so, we pick a new theme. So, for example, we had one in November where we talked about winter dress and what that looks like at the elementary school. And obviously a day like today, I mean, it's pretty apparent that kids need to be prepared. So we talk about what it looks like, you know, to be following the Riverdale Way. So you need to have your snow pants, your boots when there's snow on the ground, because we want kids to stay healthy and be able to play in the snow and do those different things. The Riverdale Way assemblies, we try to tie different games. Sometimes we have staff or student competitions. We've ran a couple all district where we have the high school kids from the Honor Society come down and lead games with our kindergartners and first graders. It's really fun. It's a collaborative effort, builds school spirit, and that's what we're trying to do. And we have an awesome school district, very supportive community, and just wonderful people. So anytime you can bring those juniors and seniors down and have them working with the first and second graders, and it's just really fun to watch. And a lot of it's about having fun too. School is supposed to be fun, and we want to enjoy and celebrate, you know, Riverdale and all that we have. So,
well, you're somewhat of an outsider. I think you grew up in North Crawford.
My wife and I went to live in Gays Mills, and that was part of the appeal when we came down here after being in La Crosse. My wife and I went to UW La Crosse, so we were up there for about 20 years, and we really enjoyed this kind of living in Crawford, Vernon, Iowa, Grant counties, that kind of stuff, and. Yeah, it's just a wonderful place to raise children, and I have an 11-year-old all the way down to a 2-year-old, and part of the idea was to get them close to family and have them grow up in an awesome school district like we did, and we couldn't be happier with our choice being at Riverdale.
Awesome. Tell us a little bit more about your role as Dean of Students then.
Yeah, a lot of it. So I always tell you, always kind of think of it as like a disciplinarian sometimes, but it's not. Yeah. I mean, what we always tell people is like, I want to have 100 positive you know, interactions with kids to every one time I have to correct a child and or sit down and work. And it's just a lot of collaboration and it's a lot of learning together. So we all make mistakes and stuff like that. So part of my job is if we make a mistake on the playground or if we make a mistake in the hallway, you know, let's just sit down and talk about it and what can we do different next time and grow. And that's a lot of it. I try to support teachers as much as I can. Try to work, you know, with everyone just to make it a wonderful and safe environment for kids. So the big key to learning in school is kids got to feel cared for, kids got to feel safe. And if you have those two things going, it's going to be a wonderful learning environment. And I feel like that's a lot of my job.
Sounds like a positive way to go about it.
It is. It needs to be. Yeah, it needs to be. I mean, anybody in education is in education because they enjoy kids and they enjoy schools and collaboration. So you want it to be a positive place to come every day for both the kids and the staff. And I feel like that's a lot of my role as the dean.
Indeed. You don't make them copy the dictionary anymore.
Right? I think
write sentences. That's what I had to do.
my wonderful, the reason I got into education, one of them, my fourth grade teacher, Mr. John Lynch, one of the legends in North Crawford. There was a few times I lost my temper, and Henry Bray could say I still do that once in a while. But he made me write, I'm going to be a good sport 100 times, and I'll never forget that. But,
oh, man.
Those days are kind of done. It's more it's conversations and it's just learning together. So understanding we're all in process.
That's awesome, Larry. But I'm thinking that you can see yourself in some of the young students, though, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yes, yes. and that makes me care for them even more and want to support them even more. So absolutely.
You became head girls basketball coach this year too, and I'm guessing that's probably kind of a little bit of a release at the end of the day, right? To get in the gym.
It is. I've always been in the elementary school, and I always enjoyed. I was a high school baseball, basketball, football coach up there, and it's really fun. You work, you know, with 4, 5, 6 year olds all day, and then you go to work with girls that are, you know, a couple months from going to UW-Madison and other colleges. It's fun. It's fun to have that, you know, variety and definitely different ways to approach things. But ultimately, it's still education. Coaching is an extension of that, and it's really rewarding, and I'm glad I got back into it.
Yeah, I think sometimes we forget that it's an extension of the classroom, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. We're learning every day. I mean, we're 68 practices into the year right now, and we're learning something new every day, or we're trying to fix something, we're trying to correct based on film, we're trying to do those things. We're just trying to be the very best of what we can be at the end of the season and go from there. So we're constantly in the growing stage. So
great. Yeah. Well, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate that.
Yeah, appreciate it always. Thank you.
We're going to talk a little bit about 4K screening. We'll see if you and I qualify or not.
We'll find out.
The morning show continues in a moment.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road. We have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care. All amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Hey, this is Dave Grant with Civic Media. I recently got U.S. Cellular's home internet service from Cell Plus in Baraboo. The router was free, the setup was so easy, and the speed is incredible. I even rely on U.S. Cellular's home internet for my live morning show, whether from my house or from the cottage. Best part, the price is locked in for 3 years for $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Terms do apply. Go to your nearest U.S. Cellular authorized agent, Cell Plus, and check it out.
Bring your home's curb appeal to life with new siding from All American Do It Center. Among the top five home improvement costs you can recover include new siding and manufactured stone veneer. Give it a luxurious look with stone veneer by Versetta Stone. It's so easy to handle, you can install it yourself. Complement it with one of the hottest products in new construction and siding remodels, LP SmartSide, which is made right here in Wisconsin. Fall in love with your home using siding products from All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck, to the barn to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Petco Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at PetcoLoveLost.org.
Welcome back to our morning show today on WRCO. We're talking about all the great things going on at Riverdale. I want to say this spring, you know, we're past almost a month away from the official day of spring. And also lots of districts doing their screening, and Riverdale no exception. So we're talking to Stacy Szczynski, Hillary Lilla, and Anya Drone. Anya was here not that long ago. You're a 4K student, if not 4K student, 4K teacher. So how are things going this school year?
Correct, Phil. Good. They're going very well. Yep. Got a great group of kids, and all sorts of new things happening always. So lots of fun stuff going on with the 4K kiddos, and indoor recess is not their favorite, but this week is not an option.
Especially today, yesterday and today.
I always tell them, unless they want to become a kid-sickle, they better stay inside.
And kids are so amazing because the cold doesn't bother them.
I mean, we finally have snow, and now they can't go play in it. Just so disappointed. They
burn off some energy. And
Right. No, just look at it this week. Don't freeze into pieces. So, yeah. Yeah, no.
What are some activities they do during 4K recess then?
Oh, so we have a beautiful playground. They're out there all the time. They run as much as you would ever hope a little child would run. Slides, swings. We've got some new different sets where they can put things, pieces together and build, and musical things. So it's a pretty cool recess playground. But when there is snow, if there is snow, that's the absolute best. They can go and build and play like little kids should.
I think from the start of the year in 4K till the end of the year, you probably see more growth and abilities extended than any age group, right?
Huge, huge. I guess I feel like I'm the luckiest because the kids want to be at school more so than any other grade. But definitely from those first few days where they're not quite sure. You know, it might be the first time they've left parents. It might be, you know, their first experience outside of home. So those first few days, we have lots of tears, and sometimes they're the parents more than the kids. But after a while, it's their jam, and it's what they want to do. And the confidence that comes from, I walked down the hall all by myself today. I put my stuff in my locker all by myself. That's just that autonomy and growth as they become little people is really cool to watch, and yeah, privileged to be able to do that every year. So,
do they bring their stuffies or their blankies or anything like
that? A couple do. Gosh, I'm sure Miss Anders could tell you when I first came to Richland Center when I moved up here. A couple will have little loveys that they need, but a lot of them, once they see that fast friend when they get to school or snuggle with a teacher, they're set. They're good to go. So, Yeah, no, I think we all should just bring blankets and maybe Snuggies this week. But
we all need to do that. Something to keep us warm.
Otherwise,
right?
Yeah.
So then you'll be a part of the screening process too?
We are. So every spring, in 2 weeks, we'll be doing our screening. It's just a nice way to meet the families, get things registered, and get things rolling. And it really helps us to see who's going to be coming, possibly get a good count on how many will be coming for the upcoming school year, you know, what kind of plans we need to make or adjust throughout the summer. And then once we meet with the families here at screening, if we need any other things to happen before, or we can let them know we do 4K during our summer school program. So we'll reach out to them because they might not possibly be a part of our school district yet. It might be the family's first experience with us. So we'll let them know that we will invite them to our summer school program. We do that during our jump start of summer school. So it's a little bit later, end of July, usually 1st of August. And each 4K group gets a full week. And it's like the first day of school broken down into five little days. And it's just perfect for our new little ones. Same thing, like the parents get to meet the school, the kids get to learn where their stuff is. We do, you know, first day of lunch and all those kind of different things. So meeting them at screening, the kids always think then they're ready for school. So they want to come back the next day, which is perfect. It's a perfect problem. So that we'll meet them then. And then we can do a little jump start in through summer school, and then we start the school in September. So especially with those little ones, they just need little bites, little pieces of, you know, little baby steps into school. And then once we can help them tackle those milestones, they're ready to rock and roll. So yeah, but so our screening's in 2 weeks, and hopefully we're just trying to reach out today to maybe families that haven't been contacted, or you know, possibly thinking about, well, maybe I should bring my kiddo and, you know, just have them try it out for the day. It'll definitely give us a feel of, are they ready for 4K? Do we need to look into anything else? You know, how can we best service our families? So.
Wonderful. Yeah, and I can see that summer program being a real benefit, too, because it's their first chance to be left there at school alone for a little bit.
Very much. And it's, you know, summer school, our program is from 8:30 in the morning, I think, till about 11:30. Yeah, it's about 3 hours. Perfect little time. Breakfast and lunches are always free, so they can have a nice little meal. They can go and play with their friends. Just kind of get the real, like Larry said, the fun aspects of school, and, you know, just try it out for a little bit, and then they're primed. Ooh, when does school start?
Sure.
Is it tomorrow? Of course, all the middle schoolers, school starts.
Yeah.
And the 4Kers, woo-hoo, ready to go.
And many of them are ready to ride the bus, too. Do you introduce them to the buses and things like that?
You know, we don't. That's a really good suggestion. We've seen them. We'll do, you know, different tours on safety we've done before. Mm-hmm. But no, I don't think we've actually done that. Really good suggestion. 24 years in the business, and I'm learning something new.
Well, thank you very much.
You might be hired.
I could use a job, right? Hillary, let's talk a little bit about, you're an early childhood teacher, so tell us, maybe give us a job description.
Sure. As an early childhood teacher at Riverdale, my job is to get our littlest learners off on the right foot, and that might be helping with issues like speech and language development, readiness skills, fine motor skills, social skills, behavioral skills, things like that. And you know, I work with a 3-year-old to 6-year-old population at Riverdale, and I love it there. And we have a great team to work with in the pre-kindergarten area of our school, and you know, we just work well together, and the kids obviously can respond to that nicely. So
at what age are you looking at then for 4K screening?
We are looking for students who will be 4 years old by September 1st. We're also looking at students who will be eligible to attend 5K and who did not attend 4K this year. So that's usually not a lot of our kiddos that go through screening, but just in case there are any out there who have not gone to 4K, we would want to look at them and just make sure that they're off on the right foot as well. And then we're also looking at if some parents out there have concerns about kids who will be 3 by September 1st, they might have concerns in a lot of various areas of development, like the ones I had mentioned before, speech and language, motor skills, social behavioral, gross motor skills, fine motor skills. So if there are any parents who have concerns in those areas, we encourage them to reach out to the school district as well.
4K is not a requirement, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to hold your student back till 5K, you can do that as well.
Correct.
But I'm guessing most of them want to go, right?
Most of them want to go. Yep, yep. Parents and kids alike. Yep.
And it's so much different than when I grew up as well. I mean, because your 3Kers and 4Kers are learning things we learned at 7 years old in kindergarten, basically.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. Yes. And we have fun doing it. And it's, you know, a different approach from when I was maybe in 5K. We didn't have 4K back then. But, you know, a different approach. It's very play-based. And, you know, they don't really understand that they're learning, but they are. And it's just a great approach to giving them what they need.
So give us some details on some of the skills tests that they'll go through or some of the things that you look at during
that. Yeah, some of the things that we look at, you know, we have our speech therapists are involved, and they'll look at anything from how language is being developed to maybe some ARTIC issues, and that would be just how they're being understood by other people. So we'll look at that. We look at just some very basic readiness skills, colors, shapes, things like that. Some motor skills, so fine motor skills, and just watching them interact. I know it's just a little glimpse of time that we're seeing these kids, but, you know, just observing them play with others, interacting with the kids around them, as well as the staff around. There's a lot of us in the rooms, and just if they can, you know, interact appropriately with us and with peers, so... Those are kind of some of the things that we're looking at.
Do you have a special meeting for parents then, too? Do you give parents some tips and things that they can do?
Yep. After we're finished with the kids, kind of they go through some stations, then we individually meet one-on-one with parents and kind of go over what their kid did that day. And, you know, we have them do some fine motor things, so they get to see, you know, some of the things they produced, and they get to take that home. So that's special for parents and kids to be able to show their for some of them their first thing that they've brought home from school. So that's nice for parents and the kids. And then they go over, you know, we do a little bit of a health background, height and weight. What else? Vision and hearing. Mm-hmm. They'll do a vision and hearing screen at school. So we'll go over that with the parents as well, all that information.
Great. Let's also bring into the conversation Stacy Sosinski, who is here. Last but not least, Stacy, as Special Education Director, you actually wear a lot of hats, don't you?
I do, yes.
And you'll be a part of screening?
I will. I actually think one of my roles this year is just helping with checking families in, meeting them kind of at the door, maybe assisting with the heights and weights and things like that. But I'm pretty excited. It'll be my first 4K screening at Riverdale. Looking forward to meeting some new families, seeing some parents that already have students in our district bring us another kid, trust us with another one of their children, which is always really neat. Yeah, a big part of my role, as Hillary kind of alluded to in this, is just that early intervention piece. And it's so important for families to bring in those kids, especially those ones that are going to be 3 by September 1st, that they have any developmental concerns about. We have all hands on deck. All of our team there has that expertise that is going to be able to observe, talk with families, things like that. It just gives us an opportunity to identify students that might need some additional supports as early as possible, which is always key to getting them on a really great path.
It's always interesting how some students develop, you know, faster than others, but like maybe a student comes in, they're really strong in one area, but maybe they have a deficiency in another. So those are some things you're looking at.
Yep. As Hillary had mentioned, we're going to look at those fine motor things, gross motor. Speech and language is always a really big one with the littles coming in, and we have great speech and language therapists that just bring so much expertise, and it's such an awesome opportunity, again, to meet the kids, but also have the families there and talk with them and, yeah, I think it's going to be a really, really excellent opportunity.
Where were you at before Riverdale?
I was in Hillsborough as a special ed teacher.
Okay, good. And so your first year at Riverdale?
My first year at Riverdale.
Yeah, what attracted you to the district, by the way?
It is very similar in like demographics to where I came from, and I grew up in Hillsborough, so kind of that farming community, that small town. I'd heard really great things, and I mean, it has been an amazing journey so far. I'm just absolutely loving it.
You can feed off the energy of the kids sometimes, can't
you? I can.
You?
I adore the kids. I like the staff, too. Don't get me wrong. You know, but at the end of the day, I mean, we're there for the kids. And we have a great crew, all the way from the littlest ones all the way up through our biggest and oldest ones. They're just a great group of students.
As parents, sometimes I think we worry about, well, you know, maybe this child is maybe a little bit behind. You can kind of, you know, ease some of those fears and kind of say, oh, this is just normal, or maybe this needs to be looked at.
Yeah. I mean, we do our best on that. I mean, it can be challenging. Every kid is so different and, I mean, just beautifully complex sometimes. But yeah, this is a really great opportunity, again, to have a lot of people with a lot of experience and expertise to be able to have those conversations with. And we do get those parents that are like, ooh, I'm just not sure. Like, especially if it's maybe your only child, they haven't gone to daycare, they haven't had a lot of exposure to other kids, you really don't have a great baseline to compare to. And so this is kind of an opportunity to talk through some of those things with parents.
Isn't it interesting? You can probably tell, okay, this is the first child, they're a little timid. The second child is like, I'm ready to go. Well, let me at it. Maybe not always the case, but it seems like that, doesn't it?
I think so, yes.
They want to follow the older sibling and do what they do.
Yes, they do.
Absolutely. So is it kind of a little bit of an assembly line that day then for the screening? Like, you know, see this person and then go to this person? Or is it just all together?
A little bit. I mean, we definitely encourage people to call and make an appointment so we can be pretty structured with it. There's small group that they rotate through. Yeah, it's structured, but less assembly line and more just kind of small group, a lot of like play-based, as was alluded to.
Okay. I think some of us adults could go through it too, social, behavioral, and
fine motor. I think you'd enjoy it.
I think I could, so I might not be ready for 4K yet, though. We'll find that out.
See what we can do for you.
Anything else any of you would like to add today, or do we cover it pretty well?
I think we did.
Yeah, coming up on, what's the date again, Hillary?
March 4th.
March 4th, okay. Yes. And the hours, just by appointment?
They are by appointment, I believe 8 to 11
okay.
in the morning, and then 1 to...
Yeah, it runs almost the entire day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And again, if they call over there and talk with Miss Sarah, she'll get them set up with a time. And if they're not able to make it, we'll also figure that out as well. Again, we just really want to get some eyes and some ears on these kiddos and see what we can do.
Wonderful. 608-739-3101 is the number. Great. Well, thanks for coming in today, you guys.
Thank you.
Enjoy your day at school.
Thank you.
We've had Riverdale guests on today. We appreciate it. Stacy Szczynski, Hillary Lilla, and Anya Drone. Earlier heard from Larry Swigum and Candy Lee on today's morning show. Coming up, you'll learn about how you can take a plunge this weekend.
Does your employer offer 6 weeks of paid time off in your first year? Rockwell Automation does. How about a $2,500 sign-on bonus? A 401k with company match? Annual bonuses for all employees? Rockwell offers all that and more, including paid parental leave, tuition reimbursement, unlimited referral bonuses, and endless growth opportunities. This isn't your typical manufacturing job. It's a great place to work because of the great people who work there. Join the team. First shift starts over $20 an hour. Second shift over $22 an hour. Apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers. Search Richland Center or stop by any Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity.
Free February sale is going on at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. This month only, get free financing, free in-town delivery, and free gift with qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Free February at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby. Free February sale going on at Furniture Decor and More in Westby and Boscobel. This month only, get free financing, free in-town delivery, and a free gift with a qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Free February at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby. Get ready, Molly B fans. The Baraboo Area Senior Citizen Organization invites you to a special benefit concert for the Outdoor Pool Fund in Baraboo. Molly B brings her energetic polkas and more March 2nd at 1 p.m. at the Baraboo Arts Center. Tickets are just $30, and all proceeds support a great cause. Get yours today at the Bosco office, open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., or call 608-356-8464 for more details. Don't miss out. Great music for a great cause on March 2nd. Molly B in Baraboo.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
We are pleased to talk about the 25th annual Lee Lake Polar Bear Plunge. And in the studio with us today is Chrissy Latica as we talk about this big event. Here we go again, Chrissy.
Here we go again. Yep, 25 years. But this will be our last one. We are going to be wrapping things up. 25 years of freezing rears.
And is that what the shirt's going to say?
It is. It is going to say that this year, yeah. So a lot of tough decision-making with that, Phil, but the bottom line was after months and months of debate, we decided that this would be the final year.
Okay. So I'd heard that rumor, and I'm glad you confirmed it here, so we can talk about that a little bit. So what went into the decision? Is it having a problem getting volunteers and those kind of things?
I have a lot of people who will volunteer the day of or the day before, but, you know, work starts months ahead of time. It's hard to get volunteers to work that much. And then some of the donors are getting kind of strapped, and we've had fewer and fewer jumpers every year. So we felt it was just kind of time to wrap it up.
Okay. Is there thoughts of maybe going in another direction someday down the road?
We're hoping that maybe another group will develop something in the CAS area. But the Polar Plunge itself, I think, is going to come to an end. Well, I know it's coming to an end. But just all work that goes into cutting the ice and all the work down at the lake is pretty labor intensive. So we're hoping maybe something not quite so involved.
All right. Well, let's look at this year, though. It's going to be a really special year, I think. And are you going to look at maybe having some alumni plungers coming back and those kind of things?
Well, I've gotten a lot of word that quite a few people are going to jump this year because it's their last chance. I heard a lot of, I wanted to do that someday. And I said, well, this is your last chance. So we're hoping to have quite a few jumpers this year. I'm going to be jumping again. And this year we're having a costume contest. So we're going to do cash prizes for best single, best couple, and best group.
Any suggestions or anything that you can think of?
Just be creative.
Something that's warm. I mean, waterproof.
We've had anything from bikinis to, you know, Santa Claus jumping over the years. So anything in between, the only requirement is that you wear something.
Yeah, you could get in trouble.
Yeah.
Right. And I've heard the ice is pretty good on Lee Lake.
Yeah, we have about 20 inches right now.
My goodness.
Yeah, so it should be a nice sturdy surface this year.
It will be a lot to cut through, though, won't it?
Oh, yes. Yes, the team is well aware they got their work cut out for them this year.
Oh, my goodness. So tell us what it's like as a plunger. Do you ever get used to it?
No.
Good, honest answer.
Yeah, no. You know, last year we had a really nice day. It was like mid-20s, sun shining. It was actually not bad at all. I think I've taken colder showers in our farmhouse. but if there's some wind and real cold weather, you'll remember it. That's for sure.
So, yeah, as soon as you get out and if there's any air movement, I'm guessing that's when you really notice
it. That's when you notice it. It's not the jump in. It's the climbing out.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. So you've had less plungers through the years, but it's just, I think you don't have to plunge. It's more of just a social event, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, our auction has really grown over the years. The number of people that participate in that has grown. Just the activities down at the lake that kind of have dwindled. But definitely a social hour for people. They come to see people they haven't seen since the year before, or people that are from the Cazenovia area that have moved away. They try to make it back for that weekend because they know they'll see a lot of familiar faces. So.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the auction at the Caz Community Center that day as well.
Yeah. So the auction starts at 11:30. It's a live auction. We do get a lot of bidding wars between friends, which is kind of fun. But this year we have a lot of auction items for the fellas, which is kind of rare. We usually only have a few, but this year we've got some nice stuff. Chainsaw, buddy heaters, hunting stuff. We've got a safe, even a fireproof safe. And then for the ladies, we've got a nice donation of some really nice jewelry. And then we always get that beautiful quilt made by Wendy McCauley, and she's donating another one this year. And that's always an item that people really look for. And that will be auctioned off at 1 o'clock. So if that's an item you're looking for, be there and ready to go by 1.
There are a lot of practical items that people can use every day that you're probably going to buy anyway, right?
Oh, absolutely. There's beauty products. There's baskets of household goods, food. We usually get some meat bundles going. We have a couple of those donations this year. Lots of gift cards and gift certificates from a lot of the local businesses that you can use throughout the year for, pretty much everyday needs.
Will there be food served during the auction?
There will be food served. The Sauk County Healthcare Center is going to take care of that again this year. And there will, of course, be beverages for everyone to get that pre-game warm-up for the jump.
Oh, I don't know if you ever get warmed up enough for that jump. But
It does help.
Yeah.
I can speak from experience.
Might help motivate you a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Right,
a little
right.
bit.
So are you still looking for people to donate if they can?
Absolutely. We will take donations up until the morning of. The sooner you can get them to me, the better. We like to advertise them on the Facebook page and get them all settled into the community center. But we will take them up until the day of. No item is too small or too large. We take pretty much everything. And we also are having our bake sale again this year. So that is a way that you can contribute if you don't have an item for the auction.
People can donate that way. And those are some delicious items.
Oh, we've got some great bakers around the area. Never a shortage of the sweet tooth in that place.
Doors will open at 10, and then people can kind of peruse around and see what they might want to bid on then.
Absolutely. When you come in, get a number. Your number is what you will use throughout the day for the auction, for the raffles. Get your number. Come and peruse the place, grab a sandwich, get a drink, and settle in for the fun.
I like your theme here. if each of us does just a little, together we can do big things.
And boy, isn't that the truth.
Yeah, it really is.
We started, Phil, our first year we raised $5,000. Our highest year ever, we raised $44,000 for a total of over $520,000 we've raised.
Wow.
That
gives
amazing.
Me goosebumps when you tell me that.
Yeah,
you know?
Over $500,000
wow.
in that little town.
On the little town of Cazenovia. That is great. And I know that cancer has touched a lot of lives, and a lot of people have been touched in the Cazenovia area by this terrible disease.
Absolutely. That's what actually started this whole thing. A young mother and wife from Cazenovia passed away from cancer, and her friend, Terry Benning, decided to do this polar plunge as kind of a tribute to her and to raise money for cancer and cancer awareness. And that's what started the whole thing here. 25 years ago.
Yeah, so I know there are a lot of people to thank, but it probably starts with Terry, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yes. Terry started the whole thing. She's did 20 years of running it, and then for the last 5 years, she's helped me behind the scenes make sure it was a success. Definitely thank Terry, and then I'd also like to thank my mom, who has helped me over the last 5 years, kind of be my right-hand man. So, so many donors, so many participants, so many volunteers that have helped throughout the years. We'd be here all day to name them all. So,
yeah, certainly. And there are people that I'm sure just show up and help out wherever they can that day, too.
Absolutely.
They?
Yeah. And we have a couple of high schoolers that will help to get their volunteer hours, too. So if that's something you're interested in, I would take a couple of more high schoolers. So get a hold of me. But yeah, people will show up the day of, what can I do to help? Which that speaks to the Cazenovia area for sure.
So we move from the community center down to the ice and kind of describe the events and what it's going to look like on Saturday.
Okay, yeah. So we are selling our bear hugs. That's our version of the luminaries. For $3, you can write the name of a loved one or a friend who is either suffering from or who has passed from cancer. So the first thing we do is we read those names down at the lake, and then we have a moment of silence, and then we do the national anthem. And then we start the plunge at 2 o'clock. All those events start down there.
Do people take a running start at it? Or do you just jump? Or do you just fall? Or what,
well,
what do you do?
That's a good question. I've actually been asked that. So last year, due to lack of ice, we had to jump off the boat landing, off the boat dock. And a lot of people liked that because they could walk up the cement and not through the mud and ice and dirt. So this year, we're going to do that again. We're going to jump off the boat dock, and then you'll climb out the boat landing into those nice warming shacks we have waiting for you.
Wow. And so how deep is the water there? Any idea?
Well, you can go clear out to the end where it's about 8 feet, or you, if you want to cheat a little bit like I did last year, you can definitely touch bottom if you need to.
Okay, that's good.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly, because you know you could get a little bit disoriented, I would think.
Yeah, so we actually have the Casanova Volunteer Fire Department on standby. So if you need a little help getting out of the water, they are there to help you for sure. And then we also have EMT, the Casanova Ambulance crew is on standby as well.
So you'll be serving food at the park as well, then?
We do, yep. After we serve food and drink down there as well, yep. Plunge is kind of the final splash, as you would say.
Great. So you've helped a lot of folks over the years with the amount of money raised and the benefits. It's going to benefit again, Grace and the American Cancer Society again this year?
Absolutely. So about 90% of the funds go to Grace. I think our total to them is over $350,000. And then about 10% of the funds go to the American Cancer Society. I think we've donated around $127,000 to them over the years.
Well, I know Grace really appreciates it, and it's just a real blue-collar effort there. A lot of work goes into it, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Months and months of work and planning go into this, and I would just like to encourage people, you know, to continue to support Grace. They have a lot of events throughout the year. If you're passionate about that organization like I am, you can find ways to support them after the plunge is gone.
And if anybody has any ideas for maybe what the next endeavor will be, please step forward, right?
Give me a call. I would be happy to help you, you know, get something else going. Yeah, something quite not as involved as the plunge, but something that we can still hold in Casanova, use that community center for, you know, to keep businesses in CAS frequented would be great. So, yeah, give me a call.
So the plunge is going on Saturday. People can stop by at any time. The plunge is actually at 2. Is there a time when things wrap up or just kind of whenever people leave?
Whenever people leave. We have people that stick around and you know, share stories and reminisce for a few hours even after the plunge. So there's no cutoff time.
Great. So you won't be going back next year just to plunge just for the fun of it, will you?
Well, I do have some friends that do that cold plunging. They might talk me into
it. Really?
But
it must be kind of like a cleansing a little bit, huh?
They say it's very refreshing. So, and I have to say, I was energized after last year's plunge. I felt pretty good.
Did you really?
I did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, don't knock it till you try it, I
Absolutely.
Guess, right?
Yeah. And here's your chance. Yeah. So if you do want to jump, there's still time. There's pledge sheets on our Facebook page. I've also hung pledge sheets at a lot of area businesses around Richland Center, Reedsburg, Casanova. Or you can always contact me and I can email you one. But you just register the day of the plunge, and then you get a free gift for plunging with us, and then you can come down and join us. So there's still time for you.
Wonderful. This is a great event that Casanova puts on, just a great small town America. And I know you've been involved in this. And Marty Richards told me to ask you about Yuba, too. Have you got something? You got something going on over there, too?
Oh, Marty. Yes, my husband and I became partners in purchasing the Still, a bar and grill down there. So we have a Friday night fish fry and a lot of good times. And the old shuffleboard table is still working.
Wow.
So come on down.
Downtown Yuba.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's awesome. Any goals for that business for the future that you can talk about or things you'd like to do this year?
Well, we've talked about possibly adding on some outdoor seating and that sort of stuff and maybe having some music outdoors this summer, but that's still in the planning stages. So
little by little.
So. Yeah, but come on down. It's a fun time.
So your plate is kind of full, it sounds like.
It's incredibly full, yeah. I'd like to say I have four different jobs. So, you know, my regular job, and then I have a farm, and we have the bar, and now the Polar Plunge is another part-time job. So I'm cutting down to three next year.
Cutting down to three.
Yes.
Well, thanks for all you do and continue to do, Chrissy.
Thanks so much. Again, 25 years of Freeze and Rears. Hope to see everybody there.
Absolutely. Coming up Saturday, and that's in Cazenovia, live auction at 11:30, plunge at 2. The doors to the community center open at 10, and people can be a part of that with the proceeds going to a cancer benefit. So again, if you have any questions, give Chrissy a call at 608-393-2435. This is The Morning Show from WRCO.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
This President's Day, discover the perfect piece for your home at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Going on now through February 21st. For $7.99, you can choose from the Simple Joy Sofa and Love Seat to relax in style, the Bollenberg Dining Table with four chairs to bring the family together, the Lavenhorn Reclining Sofa with a drop-down table for ultimate comfort, the Hyanna Full or Queen Panel Bed with dresser, mirror, and nightstand for a complete bedroom refresh. Your choice for just $7.99 plus tax and delivery. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, where comfort meets community. Sale ends February 21st.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from